Hi guys, Agwancho, I hope the cat really cool in here. I have a speaker, right? The reason I'm making this video is because Sunday I went somewhere and I thought about five music men there was a car meet and they was arguing that 2 10-inch are more cooler than a 15 because 10 out of 10 is 20. Right? And that's the most funny thing I ever hear in my life, right? They don't calculate the cooler of speaker like that, right? So this is what the guys are saying, right? 10 plus 10 equals 20, right? Like more corner than a 15. Well, 15 is only 15, right? You don't calculate the corner of a speaker like that, right? I'm gonna show you guys how to do it, right? So this is the 15 here. 15. What the formula states, you need to find the diameter of the speaker, which is this is the diameter here, right? They say half the diameter is the radius. So half of this 15 is 7.5. Right? So the equation say you're multiplying the radius by itself, which is 7.5 multiply by 7.5, which will give you 56.25. Right, then they're taking 56.25 multiplied by pi, which is 3.14, which will give you 176.62. This is the corner area for 115, guys. Right now, the corner area for a 10-inch, this is the 10-inch shape, right? Half the 10 inch, if I know the diameter is 10, the radius is 5, right? So the equations say you multiply the radius by itself, so it's 5 by 5. So get 25. 25 now, multiply by pi. 3.14, which will give you 78.5, right? So this is the corner area for 110. So multiply it by 2 to get 2/3, and you will get, I run out of paper, 157, right? So guys, which one I'm working in here? This is 115, is 176. 2 10-inch is 157. Guys, 115 have more corner than 2 10-inch. So 115 will have advantage over 2 10-inch. And this is how I calculate the corner for a speaker. It's not 10 plus 10 is 20, so it's more than a 15, right? Look at here. This is the proof here. 2 10s is 157. 115 is 176, right? So I hope you guys learned something.